In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Indeedly do, neighbor.
Yes.
Yes. All right. This episode did not get a story-specific title, because the hodgepodge of news that comes together on it, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone is the main story. So this is just Phoenix and Williams' lefty-headed social justice issues.
Lefty-headed social justice issues.
Indeed. Because now, I think because social justice, that shit, it got jacked by partisan hacks. So, like, if I say social justice, I have to put the word left in there somewhere so that the hacks know this isn't your shit. Or maybe they might be like, I'm left. I'm on the left.
Yeah, people still seem to think, like, Democrat, liberal, and left are the same thing. They're not. They're not.
And that's because they let Republicans run the narrative. Like, nigga, right. Like, don't just decolonize, nigga. De-Republicanize, nigga. You think like Republicans. And remember, Republicans don't give a shit. They go in, they do whatever the fuck it takes. Let's, fuck it. Quick, fast history lesson. Newt Gingrich, how did he build his name up? Do you remember?
Yelling at empty chairs?
Yes. When C-SPAN was a new thing and you could watch Congress hammer out shit, Newt Gingrich would go in there in the middle of the fucking night by his damn self and fucking yell at empty fucking chairs.
Yeah.
And people would be like, man, Newt Gingrich is really giving it to the Democrats. They're not saying anything back.
Yeah.
This guy's wild. We really got to support this guy. And then the fucking Democrats demanded that they get cameras that automatically swivel so that the people could see that he was yelling at nothing.
Yeah, he was yelling to empty chairs.
But then you see how Republicans are, because this is after Jerry Falwell got in and started that moral majority shit, silent majority shit, and they already think, nope, he's badass and that's that. Like, again,
will not change,
give a fuck about evidence. All right, Big Chief.
Yeah.
I had to close again. I had the tabs all nice and open so I could just get to them. Uh-huh. But when those tabs are open, they're running, which means that I can't, it takes up way too much
time, too much space.
RAM. Mm-hmm. Too much memory, is it? Yeah, it's memory. I don't know if memory is part of the acronym for RAM. Maybe. Could be. So I'm going to have to go back to your show notes thread and open. You got some dope stuff in there.
You can share the tablet with me if you want.
Oh, no, I'm right here, man.
Okay.
I'm right here, Big Chief. That's what Phoenix Kalita likes to be called. She's like, hey, call me Chief.
What?
Chief.
Why? Who? Why?
Call me Chief Keef.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
See? She likes saying that word. All right, we're going to crooksandliars.com. Yes. They're very good at curating and just sort of getting those clips up. Mm-hmm. All right. I did not see this video yet.
Yeah.
And this is outstanding. All right. A Fox and Friends host says words about things. Mm-hmm. You ready? You're not ready, are you?
I already saw the clip.
Jesus Christ. They jump in with it. All right. All right, Fox. Fuck your music, see?
He's a champ, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be a champion of something. I'll take whatever I can get. Love it.
You know, Jedediah was doing a news report a short time ago, and Pete had two more slices sitting right next to him because he was off camera.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
It's
still really good.
This is real.
So this is Ed Henry, Jedediah Bela, and Pete Hegseth. His name is Hegseth.
His name is Hegseth.
That is an ugly-ass Republican name. It really, truly, that is a hideous fucking Republican name. It sounds Republican. Pete Hegseth. And he combs his hair. He looks like it. Yeah, he fucking fits the name. God, he looks like a fucking Dick Tracy villain. You gotta go to Crooks and Liars.
He's like a right-wing version of Bill Maher.
Oh, fuck.
He does, right?
Ew.
Yeah. I know.
All right, let's see where this goes.
Just for viewers to know, this is yesterday's pizza that he's just pulling out.
Still right there.
It's not even
yesterday was National Pizza Day, which means it's National Pizza Weekend, which means Pizza Hut lasts for a long time.
He ate Pizza Hut yesterday and raw dough. So basically anything that's not nailed down, you got to just take the mugs off it.
Fucking animals. Fucking animal. Jesus Christ. I excuse me, sounded like Bill Burr right now, but the fucking animal. I wasn't ready for the raw dough part. Okay, cuz I have pizza problems, especially like cuz at work. The department that I'm trying to get into, they love buying pizza for lunch.
Yeah.
And like they did that shit on Friday, and then for some reason like the offspring was out of the house for the weekend, and I'm like, I'm getting a fucking Cece's pizza. Yeah. It's cheap, it's zesty, it's Uber Eats.
Zesty.
I'm fucking eating it with my face. And then fucking what was it? Thursday. They got it before. So I said Friday, also Thursday.
Yeah.
And that was because I was part of another crew with my department, and they and also it's free lunch, people. Like,
right.
I'll have my chicken and fucking broccoli tomorrow. This is free cheesy bread,
right?
Saucy cheese bread.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll take the gas. All right, where are they going? All right, so he ate the fucking dough.
Ate raw pizza dough.
Oh shit! It's his. Comments aren't showing up there. I thought we were onto something.
There. Okay. Yeah. How do you come up with a more conservative name than Jedediah? We all have questions.
And that's the name of the cis woman on the panel.
Yeah, her last name is Jedediah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Raw dough. So basically anything that's not nailed down, you gotta just take the mugs off the table. He might take
As I told you, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years.
Woo! All right, that's what's happening.
Master race, you say?
Yeah, superior. And then he's looking off to the side, like, nigga, you said it. It's just not gonna hurt you. Fuck it.
Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands.
Someone help
ever.
Me!
You can hear one of the like one of the engineers or producers in the back go, Let's hear that again. I like that background sound.
I think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands.
Help
ever.
Me!
No,
well, yeah, because all these people are just yeah. He said, because he probably shook hands with him this morning when he walked in the office because he didn't know.
How often do Republican women yell, "Someone help me"? Like that didn't sound like a joke.
I don't really wash my
Someone
hands.
Someone help
ever.
Me!
That is the fucking...
But notice as the segment has gone on after he said that, she moved her hands to the other side of her leg.
Oh!
You see that?
Yeah, we did. I downloaded this video so I can re-upload it to our website.
Yes.
Yeah, because so people...
So yeah, I see she moved her hands.
Because unlike Crooks and Liars, we don't have a bunch of fucking ads everywhere.
Yeah.
And fucking weird clickbait headlines off to the side. Mueller files. QAnon for liberals.
It is.
All right, let's see. It's not over. There's a few more seconds. Let's
but
see.
Wait,
about
there's more.
32 more seconds of this clip.
No, I inoculate myself. It's just not germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune?
That nigga said, I inoculate myself and germs aren't real. Then what are you inoculating yourself against? Why are they always gaslighting themselves?
I...
What?
I don't know. Someone in the comments just said, that's just nasty. Bowing should be more the norm instead of handshakes. Maybe. I don't know. Can we just isolate them? Can we quarantine them?
So he doesn't just look like a Hegseth. He acts like
Hegseth.
Oh, man. Ugh. He could be a fucking video game. Like, that is... He is Toe Jam and Earl. fucking grody. All right, let's say a few more seconds.
To all of the
exactly.
Bacteria.
I can't get sick.
My dad has that theory too. I'm not.
I'm trying to find a way to move on, but I actually want friends at foxnews.com.
Yes.
Please comment on that because I feel like we should get some viewer reaction.
Yes.
Look at his hands; look pretty clean to me. You know?
Would you eat day old pepperoni? We want to know.
Yeah, of course. In the meantime,
thanks for being here, folks. Sorry,
she hasn't moved her hands from the other side.
She hasn't.
Holy shit. I'm gonna upload this video and
folks I like how the guy too, he keeps his hand the other guy, not the I don't wash my hands guy, the other guy, keeps like clasping his hands together and rubbing them like he's like compulsively dry washing them as the segment is going on. Like everyone is so uncomfortable right now.
Ew, last 5 seconds.
Grossing you out on this Sunday.
A lot of news breaking overnight and the president still fighting for a border wall.
Oh Jesus. All right, that's what's going on there. I don't think that was a very responsible way to open up the show.
And all these people are like, it was satire. You don't understand. I'm like, was it though? Was it?
Nigga, again, I've seen these cats. There's more than one urinal. we're done at about the same time. I'm like, all right, there's more than one sink. Let's go. Let's wash up, buddy. All right, I got my water on. You got your water on. I'm going for the soap. All right. I see you. You're getting your hands wet first before you put the soap on them. They skip the soap part. I'm like, oh, what's happening next? Rub their hands through their hair. Turn the water off. Shake their hands and walk the fuck out.
Disgusting. Ew. Why are men?
I've seen
That's gross.
A lot.
Ew. Fucking gross.
Yes, indeed. All right, so we have an evening of wine cellar for you.
Yeah.
And then sit back and enjoy.
Who doesn't love wine cellar?
All right, but this is pretty dope that Phoenix Kalita put in the show notes. NBC Chicago, Chicago 5. Planned Parenthood since 1650? Or is that just the address? That's the address.
Oh, that's the address.
Okay, I was like, God, there's no way they're that fucking old. this is very short, very brief, real quick, real fast. Planned Parenthood, I'm doing big things. Planned Parenthood of Illinois says its clinics are providing free birth control for 1 year to eligible patients who can't afford it. The Chicago Tribune reports the organization announced the Access Birth Control Plan on Friday. It includes injectable birth control, oral contraceptives, condoms, and other devices. Spokeswoman Julie Lynn says Planned Parenthood has no cost projections for the effort paid for by the private philanthropy, and it says eligible patients include those who are uninsured or have insurance that doesn't cover birth control. All right, millions of women receive birth control free through workplace health plans as a result of the Affordable Care Act, but El Presidente, Donald Trump, his administration seeks to allow more employers with religious or moral objections to opt out of providing it.
They should make a rule that you're not allowed to opt out of providing birth control if you're also morally opposed to living wages.
Huh.
I could get down with that.
No.
No?
No, you can't have that rule. That's
Why?
A bad rule.
Why?
Oh, man. Just.
It's Moral Monday, and you're in the wine cellar.
I was on to something.
Clearly.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, Planned Parenthood. And I was looking for that one from that show, Sex Education.
Oh.
There it is.
If you're going to do drugs tonight, remember to buddy up and look after one another. Let me get you some condoms.
All right. Let me get you some condoms. Yeah, a show called Sex Education on Netflix. It's a fun time. Okay.
Yes.
Miss Ma'am.
What?
Why am I clicking on the businessinsider.com? All right. Saudi McRabia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I don't like what I saw on that trailer for the new Aladdin, the live action.
Oh.
That is not Princess Jasmine. All right. That is Jasmiana Grande. You know it's real. Holy shit. They put
Jasmiana Grande.
Princess Jasmine got a wee bit light skin. So I'm guessing Aladdin his song isn't going to be I Can Show You the World. It's going to be Oye, como va? Mulata. Like, it's changing. Yeah. Oye, como va? Yeah, that's going to be Aladdin's new song. So, apparently, Apple and Google are being accused of helping enforce gender apartheid by hosting Saudi government application that tracks women and stops them leaving the country. Holy shit.
Yes. Because you have to remember, so Saudi Arabia has those guardianship laws.
Yeah.
So basically every woman is under the guardianship of a man, whether that's her husband, father, uncle, you know, son, if you're a widow, so on and so forth. And so you really can't do a lot of things without the permission of your guardian. So this includes things like driving. This includes things like traveling. This includes things like getting on planes, getting on trains. Anywhere where you'd have to, like, typically, like, show an ID to buy a ticket to travel somewhere, you have to have permission from your guardian. So keep in mind that is, like, the premise of the guardianship laws, which makes this make more sense, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So they have a bullet list at the top. I'll skip the bullet list, jump right down to the funky stuff. Apple and Google, they're accused of helping enforce the apartheid by offering a sinister application that allows men to track women and stop them from leaving the country. Both Google Play and iTunes host, Absher, it's a government web service that allows men to specify when and how women can cross Saudi borders. And to get close to real-time SMS updates. The fuck? I know it has...
text message, but yeah.
Right? What does SMS stand for?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. Well, that's good. Fucking... I've never known. SMS updates when they travel. Absher also has benign functions, paying parking fines, but its travel features have been identified by activists and refugees as a major factor in the continued difficulty women have leaving Saudi Arabia.
Short message service.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
And, just taking a little glancy-poo over at the archive chat space, winesolomedia.com, Britain said, Will Smith, looks like a buff... looks like a buff extra for the Blue Man Group. Oh, that's fucking shady. I didn't know where that sentence was going, and I have glaucoma, so it was extra suspenseful. Yeah, man. Will Smith looked weird. Like, I'm gonna check it out because loud action Disney magic special effects. Like, you know they're making a live action Dumbo. It's actually already coming out soon. Like, I just watched a trailer on the Fandango application on the way home from work. And I want the crows to be in it, man.
Nigga, they are not going to put Jim...
Come on!
Jim fucking Crow, hustler, street preacher, in the fucking movie.
On some level, just because my sense of humor is fucked.
They might... Well, maybe they'll have, like, a manipulative black character or something, but like an actual black person.
I wonder if they're gonna replace it with anything or just it's gonna be on some pretend that shit didn't happen type shit.
Well, they were changing the plot though, right?
Some stuff is different, like more focus on the people, right? Like there were children and shit.
That's the thing. So in the trailer, they had kids who were trying to help Dumbo get back to his mom because they took him away from his mom. Like in the original, it was him and the fucking mouse, and the mouse let him get drunk with the clowns.
Like, oh, and they're trying to sell this shit to kids, and they're like, we can't, like, getting
you can't,
hammered.
You can't have pink elephant songs.
Man, that would be the shit, though. Like, that's the dark side of Be Our Guest. Like, that's what that, yo, the pink elephant joint.
Yeah, I do not want to see a live-action version of pink elephants. That would be about as terrifying as that fucking robot in that movie last night.
Robot?
That was fucking scary. That killed the guy.
We were watching?
I was watching.
Oh, by yourself.
I think you saw the part where the guy died, though, and the robot killed him.
Shoot, no.
With the crutches?
Fuck, I don't remember. I'm going to have to look again.
Wow.
What was on Netflix or something?
Yeah, it was fucking scary. Because they made a hobo robot as, like, an art piece, and it was, like, on crutches and would say really creepy things. Like, have you ever just felt invisible? Because it was supposed to be, like, representing, like, a homeless person. But then, like, it was, like, haunted and was, like, chasing a guy through fucking empty storage units saying these things.
The fuck?
Like, on crutches, and then it, like, broke his neck.
Okay, fucking creepy. Make me look at this shit next weekend.
It's fucking creepy.
Fucking Britain said no, that was acid, not alcohol. Like maybe the effect, because I remember seeing
it looked like. Like the images look like acid, but the mouse specifically, like, literally fell into a bucket of alcohol because they knocked over. They had all their bottles on the table, and one of the bottles fell into the bucket, and then the mouse fell into the bucket and got shit faced, and then Dumbo started drinking out of the bucket.
Ah,
yeah, but visually, it looked a lot more like LSD than alcohol. But that was the thing, though, because that's like, isn't that what pink elephants means? Like when you get like so shit faced, you start seeing things.
Oh, I don't know enough white stuff to know.
I'm pretty sure that's like, yeah, that's. Blacked out drunk, as they say.
Ah. Good.
Yes.
But this was about the businessinsider.com and this application Absher that Saudi Arabian men folk are using to keep women folk from traveling about. The Insider reported on the existence of Absher last week, along with a story of Shahad al-Mohamed, a Saudi teen refugee who evaded the system to claim asylum in Sweden. This is a screenshot from a desktop. Well, I can't podcast a screenshot from a desktop.
Wait, but they really put that dude's name out there?
He has asylum.
Yeah, so did that other nigga that they killed in the fucking embassy.
What, it was that nigga, Jamal Khashoggi?
Khashoggi? Everyone said it a different way.
I'm going with how Amy Goodman says it, because she tries. I'm going with Amy Goodman. And since the story was published, Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have both expressed concern about Google's and Apple's roles in hosting the application, which has been installed on smartphones more than 1 million times. So even if they make the application unavailable, the phones that have it downloaded, they just fucking have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fucking cold.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, so fun fact. Seeing pink elephants is a euphemism for drunken hallucination caused by alcoholic hallucinosis or delirium tremens. The term dates back to the early 20th century, emerging from idioms about other creatures. An alcoholic character in Jack London's 1913 novel, John Barleycorn, is said to hallucinate blue mice and pink elephants. Right. Kind of makes you wonder what they were drinking back then.
Right, yeah, because like, you know what? There was no regulation.
Yeah, was that like that, like moonshine type of shit?
Yeah, but it was probably, it was probably the same concept of meth, of just, man, fuck it, it's kitchen sink soup, nigga.
Kitchen sink soup. Yes.
Fucking, how about a little homophobia for you, huh? What do you think of that?
Who doesn't love a little homophobia?
Hey, let's dig into it. Pinknews.co.uk. Lesbian teacher... Yeah. Sues after being told to dress more feminized.
What?
All right. Dress more feminized. Come on. A former teacher from Virginia is suing the school district where she used to work, saying she was told to dress in a more feminine way and harassed for being a lesbian. Diane Persico, who used to be a civics teacher, is suing Chesterfield County Public Schools for gender discrimination. There's Lisa Loco. I think I shared something Lisa Loco wrote onto the page. What's that say?
Bathtub gin will make you see some wild shit.
Bathtub gin. That's
Yeah, because who needs a bath? Because when you don't wash your hands, you don't need a bathtub either. You can use it to make gin in.
That's not what that's for. Oh, I thought there was another comment. Okay. All right, let's dig into it. A little homophobia for you. Mm-hmm. So, she was, and she's suing for gender discrimination, reported to ABC News, which is where pinknews.co.uk got this, but they always do a little bit more digging. Dina Persico, who has filed a federal lawsuit, told 8 News that administrators told her that her appearance is too flamboyant.
What does that even mean?
From the picture here, it's a picture from the neck up, but I see a purple sweater. And I mean, and she has like one of those sort of, you know, when white people don't really know what to do with their haircuts.
That just is like a a standard, like, queer, regardless of gender, haircut to me. And, like, just based on what I can see from the sweater and the shirt, she's probably dressed like Ellen DeGeneres. With, like, the fucking, like, button down.
That's and, like, flamboyant, huh?
It's not a dress.
That's what the fuck. Like, I want to look up more pictures and post them with this episode, just so we can see how flamboyant.
Is that really the biggest fucking problem? The flamboyant, like,
that's the excuse.
Is she a good teacher?
No. She was flamboyant.
Right, right.
You know how those flamboyant lesbians go in there showing off their flamboyancy and getting them boys on there all riled up, mm-hmm. and they can't focus on their schoolings. Mm-hmm. All right?
So you can't have attractive teachers, but you can't have lesbian teachers, so...
No. Because then the boy, they're just sitting there thinking like, well, she did lesbian stuff, man. Pretty good. Come on. I got some boom shine in my locker.
We can see pink elephants later.
That is what flamboyant means. Lisa Loco talking about that's not what it means.
Yes, it means wearing a reasonable sweater vest in a not loud color.
And
that's flamboyant.
Getting them boys all riled up.
Yes.
All right.
So maybe that.
That's why there's climate change. She got them boys all hot and bothered. They done fucked around and raised the sea level. I tell you what.
Really?
Come on. I say things that make sense.
No, you don't.
yes,
that is the premise of this show. Is you say things that don't mean shit. That is the whole fucking premise. What are you talking about?
Let's see. She added that it's said with intent, and that intent is to say that you're gay, end quote. The ex-teacher said the alleged harassment was started by staff at Providence Middle School, but got worse when she moved on to work at Midlothian High School. Quote, it was suggested that if I seemed more feminine, I would be less intimidating as a person, end quote. Persico said that one school principal even questioned her appearance, telling her, quote, if you just throw a skirt on once in a while, we wouldn't have any of these problems.
What are these problems?
End quote. That you have on a skirt, so you're getting the boys riled up, but now you don't have on a skirt, and you're being flamboyant.
And of course this is fucking Virginia, by the way.
Virginia's got some good headlines to start this year out. Jesus Christ.
Just wait till Mississippi's like, hold my beer.
Yeah, but, oh, fuck. Well, did you hear the fucking audio of Alex Jones talking about Joe Rogan?
Oh, God.
He's, like, talking about killing him.
Why? What is he mad about now? Is he mad that he backed up on the Pizzagate thing?
Well, and that he doesn't want to bring him on his podcast.
Yeah, because he went on and talked about Pizzagate.
Yeah, but Joe Rogan agreed.
Yeah, so, but then he lost money and realized, oh, this is actually not a good business model for me. We're going to stop doing this.
Yeah, fucking Rogan. What are they saying in the archive chat space?
Sam Sampson said, Virginia is the new Florida. Just wait till Florida says, hold my beer. You may rescind that comment. Because Florida is Florida. And then Lisa Loco said, I say things that make sense is something bathtub gin makes you say. Is that what it's been this whole time? You have a secret stash of bathtub gin? Is that what's going on?
Bathtub.
Yeah. Oh, I have a Florida story in there.
Oh, I was about to say. I was just going to type in man arrested Florida and just put last 24 hours, and that was going to be my retort.
Oh, yeah. Florida man steals weapons, posts photos of them on Snapchat, according to deputies. In Zephyr Hills, Florida, just a few hours after a Zephyr Hills man stole weapons, he posted photos of the items on social media. Pasco County deputies said that the theft occurred on February 4th. Investigators said 23-year-old Stephen Jeffcott... Jeffcott is a fun last name. Smashed the back door of the victim's home to enter. Once inside, he stole a watch, a shotgun, a semi-automatic rifle, and a crossbow. Does anyone own a fucking gun safe in this country? Anyone?
And what kind of... That's when you just like violence. You got the guns. You have a very efficient thing. But also, I want a crossbow.
Yeah, a crossbow, a shotgun, a semi-automatic rifle, and a watch for some fucking reason. I don't know, maybe, I don't know why I needed to watch. But anyway, so they said less than 4 hours later, he posted Snapchat videos from a firing range using the stolen items. The victim saw them, recognized the weapons, and contacted the sheriff's office. Jeffcott was arrested on burglary and theft charges. This is not the first time Jeffcott has been arrested by the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. Back in 2016, he was accused of breaking into a home, making a sandwich, and then falling asleep on the victim's couch.
Why are white men always naked and taking everybody's food? You fucking nudie foodies.
Nudie foodies. He was arrested for burglary and theft and served over a year in state prison on those charges.
Jesus Christ. Let me get back. Pinknews.co.uk. A little homophobia for you. I'm not going to clip this episode up. We're going to throw a free one out there.
Okay.
Show folks what you could be getting Monday immediately on the Patreon. Full episode going up. So what we just said right before tangenting in the way that only we can do is the last thing the principal said to her was, if you threw a skirt on once in a while, we wouldn't have any of these problems. And she said that on one occasion, she was banned from using the women's toilets. The former teacher, who was praised by her students at both schools in the district, explained that she normally wore a skirt, trousers, trainers, and a sweater or fleece to work.
Wait, so she wore... Oh, you said skirt, shirt. Okay.
Oh, shirt.
So she did dress like Ellen DeGeneres, basically.
What are trainers? Oh, that's what
gym
you...
shoes.
Yeah, that's what UK people... I was listening to BBC Woman's Hour, as I tend to do, and they kept saying trainers, and I was like... fuck I'm talking about. She said that her work outfits were similar to those of other colleagues, highlighting one male English teacher specifically, who were not asked to change their appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Persico's employee's handbook contains little information on the dress code, stating only that teachers must have a professional image. Persico also alleged that she was asked to grow bangs in a school meeting where her wife, who is also a teacher, was present. Her wife, Erin Goofy, Erin Goof, told 8 News, NBC 8 News, quote, "It's very clear to me that my wife was discriminated against because of the way that she expresses her gender. I think I and women like me are given more of a pass because we appear more feminine," end quote. Persico said she had a mini stroke when her doctor said, which her doctor said was 100% related to stress. Oh, she wasn't being hyperbolic. She had a stroke.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. Chesterfield Schools declined to provide a statement to NBC 8 News, saying it did not comment on pending lawsuits. You ain't commenting at all, fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Persico said she hopes the lawsuit will mean that the district trains staff properly and that employees learn that what they did to me was wildly inappropriately. I think someone has a typo.
I think so.
But it was wildly inappropriately.
It was wildly inappropriately, yeah.
All right.
And then Lisa Lopez said, wait, didn't we cover the sandwich couch now? We've covered a few of them. Apparently, that's just something white men in Florida do. I don't know.
Oh, Britton's getting ahead of us in the chat space. You're getting ahead of us, buddy.
What did Britton say?
Predicted one of the stories.
Oh.
Unless Britton might be in the group. Like, maybe. If you're in the Wine Cellar Podcast Friends group, then maybe you is be done seen did it. Oh, no, that one's not in the group.
What one?
Oh, that's in my personal notes.
Which one?
All right. This is not intended to be a white-on-white crime episode. All right? That wasn't the idea, ma'am. So we're going to go ahead and dig off into William's Fothermuckin' notes, which is just basically my Facebook saved.
Nice, nice.
And we're going to figure this thing out. All right? We are.
Okay.
All right. Fox News.
What?
What? This article went up by Nicole Dara. Why? What are you annoyed by?
Sir. You are the god dang whitest person I've ever seen.
All right, it's about to go down. A Florida city commissioner reportedly resigned after the state ethics commission made some allegations about her. Her name, this is in the Madeira Beach. Her name is Nancy Oakley, and she submitted her resignation on Tuesday, but insisted she was innocent. That report came from the Tampa Bay Times. Now, the Florida Commission on Ethics fined Oakley $5,000 in January and called on Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, the monkey it up guy. No, he said, let's not monkey this up, right? That's what he said.
Which means vote for my black opponent.
So they went to contact that feller to issue a public reprimand of her alleged actions. Okay, we don't know if this is true. All right. Oakley, according to the Times, did not plan to run for re-election, and her run as a city commissioner would have ended in March. A former city official reportedly filed the ethics complaint against Oakley 2 years ago, saying she'd sexually harassed him by licking his face and groping him at a public event.
How you just lick somebody's face?
With your tongue.
Pero why?
Oh, just... What? It's, well, first off, it's Florida. All right. And the name of the city has beach in the name. So we're having fun. And we're white. You let her live. You let Nancy live. All right. She supports her president. And she said, you know what? Maybe I should be like Trump. And she ran up and gave it a go. Jesus Christ.
Just go up and lick somebody's face. Why?
You just don't want white women to have freedom. That's your problem.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Not if it involves licking people's faces. What the fuck?
And Jan Loke will be hanging around one comment the whole time, just licking question mark. according to the report from the Ethics Commission, Oakley licked city manager Shane Crawford up the side of his neck.
Oh, my God. It's so much. Oh, my God. That's so much skin. Oh my god.
Let's give that one a head start, running start. According to the report from the Ethics Commission, Nancy Oakley licked city manager Shane Crawford up the side of his neck and face and then groped his crotch and buttocks. When Crawford's executive assistant said Oakley's actions were inappropriate, Oakley allegedly threw a punch at the woman. Yo, she's making America great again in this motherfucker.
Florida, why?
Mr. Crawford, Shane Crawford, told Bay 9 News last month that Oakley had a habit of licking men that either she was attracted to or thought that she had authority over. Let's get to the end of this. Quote, she starts here and goes all... Oh, this is him telling the story. She starts here and goes all the way up to the point where you can't stand it anymore, and that's after consuming enough alcohol and smoking enough cigarettes, end quote, he reportedly said. Oakley reportedly said she plans to appeal an ethics violation ruling from the commission.
Up his neck to his face, though. Oh, my God. Ugh.
My neck. My face.
No.
It's a horrible podcast. You shouldn't listen to it.
You should not listen to it.
Oh, wait. This is not from your show notes thread. My bad. I accidentally pulled from my personal notes again.
That's okay.
So we're just here. This is just an opinion piece I found interesting. It says people are boycotting self-checkout lanes because they kill jobs. But, like, that might be happening one place. Let's take a look at it, because I don't think that's actually happening. That's not a real boycott that's happening that people are in on, and it's making stores give people their fucking jabs back. this is some opinion piece on a website called ascienceenthusiast.com, because I still follow my old atheist groups. The other day, Dan sent me a story about people who are boycotting self-checkout registers at their local retail grocery stores because they think the registers are stealing actual humans' jobs. Really? I didn't see that one coming. Undoubtedly, there is some truth to what Mr. Moore said about business owners wanting to cut staff size. Overhead is undeniably a huge part of any business's impediments to profitability. But the idea of a completely automated human-free shopping experience when you leave your house anyway doesn't really fit with the nature of how tech works anyway. All right. But that's not any different now than it was before self-checkout. Yeah, but really, I don't think that's going on. I think it would be dope to, like, you know, organize that in a
sort of boycott, yeah.
But, you know, but it has to be people that regularly go to the same store. Mm-hmm. Like, what is the store that we all go to the most in a month? Like, right. Where we live. Like, we would have to get people. But you know what? The store we go to, Butera, where we live, they don't have self-checkout lanes. Yeah. What does does Jewel Osco?
No, they used to have them, and so many people got mad that they took them back out. And those are now the express lanes. Like 5 years ago, those express lanes were self checkouts.
No shit.
Yeah.
And I bet because I know what you're talking about. I bet it's because those old people in that area, they are like, no, someone will serve me. It wasn't no populism
no,
shit.
No, it probably was not populism.
No.
Probably not.
It basically, in the area that we're talking about out here in northern Illinois, it's the kind of people that, they're basically the boomers that threw us away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the people, they had their drug, sex, rock and roll, they had their fucking high wages, their fucking pensions, and now they're like, and then they vote for Republicans that say they're gonna take that shit away, and then they say, why aren't you pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, right. And someone will serve me?
Yes.
It's like that area in Oregon where they fucking tried to take away the service gas station person.
Oh, yeah, and everybody freaked out because nobody knew how to pump their own gas.
Yeah, basically it's that. That's what we're talking about with that Jewel Osco store out here in Illinois.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, I mean, it would be dope to do, but we don't have that problem out here. But like you said, we do have to go to the dat-gum Walmart sometimes.
Yeah, we could do it there. But then also you need people to, like, push back on the workers there, because if there's two people, like, the self-checkout is open, like, no.
Yeah, like, say it
they'll really fucking try to nag you to go to the self-checkout if there's a line.
But then again, you know what else? You can say all the words. Don't just say no.
Yeah.
Because, I might need to clip this out and make this its own thing. Okay, you can say all the words, because guess what? They can't fire the customer.
You cannot fire the customer.
Like, as long as you're not insulting, harassing, or saying vulgar language,
right.
You can say, no, we're not using self-checkout because it's killing jobs, and I'm pretty sure the Waltons have enough money.
Right.
So, no, we're never going to use self-checkout again as a group. We're going to go stand in line.
Right.
And we're going to, yeah.
I think to make that extra effective, you would have to go with a group of people. Be like, you know, like 20 different people. Everyone has their own, you know, cart full of stuff or whatever. And we all just get in line behind each other. And one person from to the next says the exact same thing.
Yeah.
No, because this is going to cut jobs. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, and then just, yeah, and keep going back. I mean, well, you have to keep going back because you get hungry.
You get hungry, right.
Yeah, so.
You run out of laundry detergent. You run out of hand soap if you fucking use it.
Whew, that's called a callback, kids. I'm just taking a look here. Are we missing anything in the archive chat space?
I see Britton said that's exactly what technology is supposed to do, eliminate jobs to make things more convenient. Yeah, that is what it's supposed to do. So it's weird when people be like, it's not going to eliminate. Yeah, it is. It's going to eliminate like 80% of jobs because we just don't need people for these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we can mention this, but it is a video, and it's just more just showing you what the damn cops are.
Yeah.
This is not a rapist or murder cop story, but it is a video, and I actually don't have this one linked with the episode. I'm going to have I could just post it to the page or something. Yeah, I'll go ahead and post this to our social media, but it's a video that shows Hackensack, New Jersey police overseers, mm-hmm. and they they appear to break into an apartment. They appear to.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll post that.
Here's the thing, is that they did break into the apartment, and it's on film, but they got their jobs back, because their department fired them, and they sued, and the judge just overturned the department's decision, and they all got hired back at the ranks that they were at when they got fired.
Man.
Yeah.
So it's not just the thin blue line. Like, you want to talk about the fucking conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Yeah, and that's out there in Hackensack,
yes.
New Jersey. Doobie-doo-doo-doo. What the fuck is it? Oh, Jesus Christ. What in the... Is this a misogyny story?
Yeah. Family Annihilator wannabe.
Fucking Christ. Okay, we're out in Wisconsin. Man, I really pay attention to white-on-white misogyny. Like, that shit is serious, man.
Oh, there's... You will love the one underneath it, then, because that is fucked up.
So, Wisconsin man, grabs a steering wheel, forces wife to crash into a fucking tree. That really is the story. We'll just, let's go ahead and skim the article and, get a little detail. So, this was on Saturday. He got arrested for allegedly trying to kill his wife and himself by intentionally crashing their car into a tree. The Racine County Sheriff's Office said in a news release on Sunday that the deputies were dispatched around 10:45 in the p.m. on a Saturday to enact an accident in the village of Rochester, located about 30 miles southwest of Milwaukee. The operator of the vehicular, a 40-year-old woman, called 911 and said her husband grabbed the steering wheel and turned them off the road into a tree. Prior to grabbing the steering wheel, he had stated that he hoped she crashed and killed them both, end quote. Deputies arrived and found the vehicular resting against the tree with heavy front-end damage and airbags deployed. The police fellers later arrested Justin D. Sampson, a 39-year-old individual, and took him into the Racine County Jail. I didn't actually skim it. We just read the whole fucking article.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit be fucking rowdy, man. So I be thinking, like, I listen to white-on-white misogyny because... White women are the first in proximity to white men before right. they go outside and right. do whatever they were doing to that white woman to the rest of society. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a good coalition, like if, like especially like if we could stop, I hate this kind of phrasing, throwing black women under the bus, mm-hmm. but people understand what I'm saying.
Right.
And like, black men and white women, coalition with black women, put black women at the lead. Nigga, you do this. Nigga, you move there. Make that move.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get
some shit done.
Get some good activism happening. Yeah. Hell, like, fucking up self-checkout lines.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Oh, I think that was, oh, wait, you had another one.
Yeah, if you want to do it. It's really dark. I don't know if you want to end on something that dark.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to end on something that dark, because that's fucking...
You know what? We're going to fucking do it.
All right.
We're going to fucking do this. Fuck it. All right.
It's the wine cellar. We don't do happy things.
No, not this go of it. A Wisconsin man is arrested for asking a teen to send him a video... for proof of father raping her. Mm-hmm. this is on your web, EUR. Is that because it's European? Oh, no, it's Electronic Urban Report. Okay, EUR, your web, Electronic Urban Report. And so this says, a savvy pervert got his rocks off with a teen girl... when she asked him to help her escape her abusive father. I have the glaucoma. I need to turn this one up. That, oh, yeah. You know, I hate that we have the trigger warning so early in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is grisly. And this is the way this person wrote this. Apparently, this is like an opinion site. Like,
yeah.
They're doing news and comment as they do their shit. A savvy pervert got his rocks off with a teen girl... when she asked him to help her escape her abusive father, who she alleged had been raping her. The man agreed, but only after she recorded video of the rape and sent it to him. According to the affidavit, Brian Rogers, a 31-year-old individual, was in contact with the 14-year-old Savannah Pruitt. How old is Drake?
I don't know. Like, 27, I think?
Oh, shit, no, he ain't no damn 27. Hold on. Going off the side of things here real quick. Do I put rapper Drake? Rapper Drake. Let's just see. Now I gotta move this over a little bit.
What are you looking for?
His age.
Oh. Where's this wiki page?
Is that what this is?
No, here, go to your search bar and just add wiki.
Add wiki. Yeah. Alright, I'm adding wiki.
Yes.
Drake, musician.
80, was born in 86.
Born in 86, so 3 years younger than me. Drake is 33.
Oh. Okay.
And doesn't he regularly interact with the 14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown?
Yes, and they talk about boys.
Hmm.
And then he bought out a Chuck E. Cheese. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't Chuck E. Cheese. But he went on that date with that, like, 18-year-old model, Instagram model or something. Like, he waited until she turned 18 and then took her out on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brian Rogers, 31, was in contact with 14-year-old Savannah Pruitt from Tennessee via the online game Roblox.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook. Oh, okay. So they're saying this is like a list of things that he interacted with her on. Roblox, Facebook, and an encrypted messaging application. When she revealed to him last December that she was being molested by her adoptive father, Brian Rogers offered to help her escape, but he instructed her to record the rape and email it to him.
And Lisa in the comment section said, and by interact, you mean groom. Exactly.
Yeah.
Grooming. Exactly.
And apparently BuzzFeed got, the, like, actual text communication.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a quote, and I know you don't want to do it, but I don't exactly want to see your dad rape you either, but we need clear video evidence,
ugh,
end quote, which is what Rogers wrote in one of the chat messages. The girl responded, saying it would be hard for her to record the video, adding, quote, I can't just promise I'll get the evidence, end quote. And he said, quote, then I can't promise I can get you away from, that. I hate to say it, but I can't risk, getting in trouble for you if you, get that video. I can get you out of there, but without it, you will just wind up back with your dad, and I'll be in trouble, end quote.
This is fucking grim.
Yeah.
She's being raped by an adoptive parent?
Yeah.
And this guy is literally making her record it so he can go fucking masturbate to it?
To some child porn. And then he's saying, get her out of there so you can fucking have her as your rape slave?
Exactly. Because, like, Nick, you would have fucking contacted authorities, nigga, if you thought that this shit was real. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're a typical predator, right? You take them when they're already broken down because you have less work to do to get what you want.
Yeah, you know, and when we were on Katie Halper's program, I didn't think fast enough. Because she was saying, like, I'm against capital punishment.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you remove white supremacy from it, and you just have people functioning naturally, you kill this fucking thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you And again, like, I don't go through all this extracurricular shit. You just grab the nearest object, or if you're strong enough and it doesn't hurt your hand too much, your fist, and you hit it until it dies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, I mean, any cannibals here? Waste not, you know, whatever. But fucking, you fucking kill it.
Rapists make great fertilizer.
Maybe I might title this episode for something. Part two. A little bit more. let's see. Quote, I can't stay here, Brian. I'm begging you, please help, end quote. And now back to story. Rogers then instructed a girl to be in her room when her dad enters and have the camera on the phone already recording. Investigators reportedly found a 7-minute long video created on January 10th, saved on his computer's, that shows an adult male raping a child.
Yeah, we can kill this one.
And the person in the video, the rapist.
Yep.
After receiving the clip, Rogers drove from his home state in Wisconsin to Tennessee to pick her up after she reportedly escaped through her bedroom window. Meanwhile, her parents were attracting media attention after declaring the girl a missing person. Pruitt. Wait. The fuck? This says Pruitt was found 2.5 weeks later hiding in a closet at a home in Madison, Wisconsin that Rogers shared with his mother, according to
the... And you took her to your mother's house?
That he shares with his mother. Nigga, you live with your mother.
It's also like, she's lucky she didn't fucking end up in the backyard.
Yeah, when I saw the word found, I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Rogers claims he never turned over the video evidence to law enforcement because he didn't think it would stand up in court.
But then, Pedro, why did you keep it?
That was literally why he asked for it, saying he has to have proof.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it wouldn't stand up in court. And according to the Justice Department, he was charged with sexual exploitation of a child and faces a mandatory minimum of 15 years and a maximum of 30 years in a federal prison. So in 15 years, he could be 46 years old,
mm-hmm.
stepping on out, ready to rock.
Yep.
On good behavior?
Yep.
What, maybe, he's 31? Yeah. What, maybe get out 39 years old?
Yeah.
Stepping out, ready to rock. Just kill it. the girl's adoptive father, Randall Pruitt, was charged with rape and bond was set at $2
million.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's not capital punishment. It's pragmatic decision making.
Well, it's not. Because capital punishment implies you're being punished for a crime. This isn't about punishing him, to me, for being a rapist. This is about keeping society safe from somebody who has proven themselves to be a fucking violent predator and a threat. Like, this is keeping society safe. This isn't... Yeah.
Yeah, you want to see the species get stronger? Get rid of the people that are always flexing strength on somebody.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll get stronger morally. Ugh. That's that wine cellar shit, right?
Yeah.
I think it is.
We're dark as fuck on this show, man.
A wee bit. Hold on. Let's see. I can take another dip into my personalized notes. Kind of extend the episode a wee bitty boo.
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying in the archive chat space?
I can't see. It's a Seymour comment.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So basically, he tried to make himself a get-out-of-jail card against the trafficking of a minor across state lines, because when caught, he could just be like, no, no, I was saving her. See, look. Yeah. Right. I was saving her so hard, I never showed the police this evidence or told anyone what happened. Like, okay. Fucking child rapist.
All right. The Bay Area Reporter.
Yes.
Good website. Good journalism. Serving the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender communities since 1971.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and this article went up by Matthew Bajko, B-A-J-K-O, Bajko. California would ban infant intersex surgeries under a, I'm going to call this the Weiner Bill, because his name is spelled W-E-I-N-E-R, and I don't like how that word sounds with the topic. Like, you don't have to name everything after the white man associated with it. Jesus Christ. California would become the first state in the nation to ban surgeries performed on intersex infants if lawmakers approved a bill authored by gay state senator Scott Weiner, Democrat of San Francisco. At a news conference in San Francisco Monday morning, Weiner is scheduled to announce his legislation. It has yet to be assigned a number, but is being referred to as the Intersex Bodily Autonomy Bill, IBAB.
Okay.
IBAB.
IBAB?
That doesn't flow at all. EBAB.
EBAB?
Yeah, it's the EBAB.
EBA Bill.
EBA Bill. Yeah, give me the EBA Bill. That's it. Sounds like a weird drink. Intersex people, who account for 1-2% of the population, are defined as those born with any variation of reproductive or sexual anatomy characteristics, including genitals, chromosomes, patterns, and sex hormones, while some intersex people also identify as transgender or non-binary and members of the LGBT community. Not all do. According to a summary of the bill, which Weiner's office shared with the Bay Area Reporter, it would ensure that intersex minors are able to give informed consent before any medical treatments or interventions are performed on their sex characteristics, excluding cases of medical necessity. Wait, who decides if it's a medical necessity? There might be some arbitrary ass motherfuckers out there.
That's possible.
Yeah. Here's a quote from a draft version of the bill. This important measure will ensure that intersex individuals will not have important choices about sex and gender identity made for them in infancy by parents and doctors, but will rather be able to make those important and life-altering decisions themselves. End quote. As the BAR, Bay Area Reporter, as the Bay Area Reporter first reported in early January, Weiner had been in talks for months with advocates within the LGBT and intersex communities about authoring a bill that would outright ban the procedures. Surgeries that decide the infant's sex at birth are still being performed in California and around the country, despite medical evidence of physical and psychological harm. And let me take a look at the archive chat space, and we're going to slide on out of here. This is like a fucking 2014 episode.
Yeah. Lisa Logo said, can we expand this to circumcision?
Oh, shit, yeah. I don't even be thinking about that one. Yeah. Because, you know what? Yeah, we got to remember, man, just fucking avoid certain messengers. You get away from the MRAs.
Yeah.
Because it is a real topic, but, like, you got those fuckers. They jump in and they say it just because they use it as an actual whataboutism.
Right, yeah. So, female genital mutilation, like, what about circumcision? Like, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, fucking niggas go talk about that. I follow a page that does that, but I follow so much shit on Facebook that I mostly just see niggas I chat with.
You know what I actually really dislike about the circumcision conversation is that a lot of it is MRA based, and so it's become a way to blame women. It's like, it's mothers and female nurses doing this to baby boys because they hate men, and it's like, or maybe people are just really misinformed and took the advice of their most likely male doctor who told them that they should do it.
Yeah, so like, they did. Who's the nurse's boss?
Like, come on now.
Yeah, cut the shit.
Yeah, because I distinctly remember that. Like, when I had my first child, they were very much like, you have to get him circumcised. You have to get him, because the boys will get infections if they aren't circumcised and they won't be able to keep clean. Like, you have to do it. You'll be such a bad parent if you don't do it. And I was like,
yeah.
I was fucking like, I was a teenager. I didn't know any better. I was like, all right, well, they have a degree and they said so. I'll trust them.
Yeah. What's one more from Lisa Loco here?
How about we just leave the genitals of children alone until they want to do whatever they want to their own genitals? Is this too much to ask? Ma'am, white supremacy and patriarchy have ideas and we have to follow them. Incrementalism or something.
Incrementalism or something. Yeah. So, let rapists die, let children live. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Facebooze Live, finish. And YouTube, you gotta get the hell out of here, buddy.
Really?
Not a big fan of you.
Not a big fan.
Damn, 1 minute and 1 hour and 3 minutes. We really fucking did it. Well, that's how long the YouTube is. Yeah, 1 hour and 3 minutes. We know what we're doing.